Hi, good day everyone, it's McColgan once more on Monday 27th of February, and this is my February boo for today. A kind of three-part one today, funny enough. Doing something that you never thought you'd do, overcoming a fear, and the other part was something you still would like to do or still wish to do. I'm not sure whether we should respond just to one of them or whether it's inclusive, so I'll just treat it as kind of inclusive. First part, doing something you never thought you'd do. Okay, for me, I've never had this will come into the next bit, the fear. Okay, so we'll deal with the first part first. I am a Catholic and a churchgoer, and going to Mass at least once a week all my life, or virtually all my life anyway. And during the Mass, which is the same for other Christian denominations, there is a point where readings are done, and a member of the congregation, it's usually a group of the same people who take turns at going up, to go up and do readings from the Gospel or Bible or whatever you have in your church. And I used to always sit and think, I would love to do that, but I could never do that. Because although I think I've said this many as a time, I can blether, and I have absolutely no lack of confidence in talking to people on a one-to-one or in a small group or anything. But to actually walk up there, onto the altar, up onto the lectern, and turn around and face, in our case, maybe 300-400 people at least, and start to read from the Bible. And as you know, in the Bible, there are many words which are quite difficult to say. And so I always wished that I could do that. But I could never do it. So I never ever volunteered. I was never asked to do it. But my wife, who is much, much, much more a Catholic than what I am, believe me, and Mary could go up and do this absolutely no problem. A little nervous when she first did one many, many years ago, but for a long while she would do certain readings and do other things at special services. So, and she used to say to me, do you not want to go up and do this? Have a go, you know, you can talk. And I thought, yeah, I can talk, but can I stand up there without falling to pieces in front of everybody, read the wrong text, get something wrong and go into panic mode? So anyway, I never thought I could do it. What actually happened was, out of the blue, and I'm only going back a few years, was that there was an occasion and I was actually asked. The reader hadn't turned up, and because I was involved in other things at the church, I was in the fabric committee and a couple of other minor groups, that, and I happened to be there that day and Mary wasn't. And they asked me if I would go up and do the reading, and because they asked me in front of the people who the service was about to do, I really couldn't say no. It wouldn't have sounded very good. So I agreed to do it. And I went up and I did the reading. I did it absolutely fine. But what was not visible to the congregation was the fact that my knees were shaking like jelly, because, and my head was going, don't make a mistake, don't make a mistake, whatever you do. And I did the reading, and there were some difficult words, and I can only say this, and I mean this, that God had his hand on my shoulder and made me read that long reading and bidding prayers without messing it up. So, that, to me, I had done that. That was it done. I came back down off the altar, and I sat in my seat, and my knees were still going. I'm sure the person sitting just next to me noticed me trying to clamp the top of my knees with my hands, as if I was just sort of leaning casually, but I was actually trying to stop them from shaking the kneeler to bits. It sounds funny to some people who were reared with full confidence and have absolutely no problem speaking in public. I had never done it before, so to me it was new. I've now done it many, many times, and of course every time I do it, you do have that feeling that you just don't mess it up, but the fear and the nerves have all obviously gone. But that one day, yeah, that was overcoming a fear of mine, which may sound silly to some. It wasn't so silly to me. So that's that one, the overcoming of fear. That actually encompasses actually two things, didn't it? Yeah. So I think I'll leave it at that. I think I'll keep that one, because otherwise I've never had a fear of anything else. I've never had a fear. I think in Dean Reed's boo that I listened to earlier, Dean says, you know, that they grew up bulletproof. And I think in my boo I said similar things. And to use Dean's expression, yeah, no fear whatsoever. Absolutely done things that you were absolutely crazy and gone. So I'd never had a fear, never had a fear of heights, never had a fear of water, never had a fear of virtually anything I could ever think of. So if we include that fear with the first one, doing something you never thought you'd do, I think we'll leave that one at that. Something I still wish to do. Many things, and I think most people are the same. There's things they still want to do. But the one thing that's at the top that is paramount, and I'm using this word as a key to what I want to do, paramount, I have never climbed a mountain. Never. And I wish I could. I wish I could go and climb a proper mountain. And I mean, not go up in a cable car. I mean, climb it. Go up with someone who will take me up with all the gear and go and actually climb a mountain. A proper one, a good one. And to stand at the top of that mountain and look over a 360 degree panorama of, say, Scotland. I don't need to go far, I will need to go up into the Highlands of Scotland and do that. And I have seen enough footage of people standing in the top of mountains up there in Glencoe and further afield. The cloud line is below them, and they are up there in beautiful, endless sunshine above the clouds, and the views with the peaks sticking up, and with an absolute glow in their faces, saying, I'm here, I'm at the apex, I'm at the top of a mountain. And to me, that to me is a dream, it's a dream. It will probably never happen because my wife would not do it with me. Absolutely no way would she. She used to go hill walking with me. We used to go many, many hills up the Ockles and the Pentlands and things like that. But these were hills, you know, and not mountains, and she would never do a mountain. I wouldn't go away and leave her unless she allowed me to do so. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. What I mean is I don't think it would be fair for me to say I'm off for a week or for a long weekend to go and climb a mountain up north somewhere. I don't think that would be fair on her. But since it is a question about what I would wish to do, and above all things, it would be to have that feeling that thousands of people throughout the world have. Some people on a weekly basis. To get to the top of a mountain, all that expended energy, all that excitement, all the stress of not stumbling, all carrying your pack, all the hardships, the cold, everything. And when you get to the top, to stand there and go, my God, this is something. This is something I've finally done in all my life. All my escapades and dangerous pranks and falling off of motorbikes and you know, everything else. This would be the culmination of my life. If I could just do one mountain, I could sit back and say, well, everything else is hoo-ha, I don't give a damn. That would be it. I would have done the ultimate as far as I'm concerned. So, a great wish for me, an absolute wish. Maybe it'll come, I don't know. I would love to think so. But we'll see. So anyway, I think I'll leave it at that just now, and I'm going to enjoy some more booze. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you very much for listening to the rants and raves of myself. Bye for now.